Alex, first of all, before we talk about your Ole Miss squad, let's go back to your playing days. You were a teammate with Tennessee linebacker Daniel Betulli. You know, what was that like? What's some of your memories that you have?
You know, me and him push each other every day. He'd be on defense, I'd be on offense. We'd be battling it out every day. That was the kind of guy that helped me lead through the whole process. And, you know, we kind of went through the same process together. We started getting recruited together at the same time. So it was good to have a guy like that around you. So it made your team better. And so it was really awesome.
I was looking and doing the math, and I was looking at all 42 players. Three players from the state of Tennessee, three players from Nashville representing the 14 schools. I bring it up because what does it mean for you to be able to represent Ole Miss here?
It's awesome because Nashville's not really looked at as a big product to schools, and we really are. We put out some good products, so it's good to represent for Nashville and for Ole Miss.
I'm glad you brought that up because certainly it has changed. You know as well as I do about how Nashville has grown, and especially when you look at from an athletic standpoint with all the high school players moving on to the college ranks, you're a perfect example of seeing that change over the last decade or so.
Definitely, yeah. So hopefully it just keeps rolling and Nashville keeps producing.
All right, so the last 2 years, Ole Miss not bowl eligible. So now you have that carrot dangling in front of you. All right, so for your squad, for you to be a leader of this team and to help your squad to get to that point, to be bowl eligible and beyond, what do you guys have to do?
Honestly, Coach Luke set us up the past couple years, started playing for each other instead of, you know, for bowl games and stuff. So that really helps out a lot. Now we have a bowl game to play for. So, you know, it really sets us up for success.
Alex, when you look back at last year's offense and when you look at the overall record, you know, in some ways you can look at the fact that there were some wins left out on the field, meaning you could have had a better record at the end of the year. Do you feel that way? Have you talked about that with your team moving forward?
I mean, we definitely could have got some could have got more wins and stuff, but definitely you kind of leave that in the past and move on. We're looking in the future now, looking for the next season. So,
what can we expect from the Ole Miss Rebels this year?
Physical, fast. You know, it's going to be a different team. Not we're going to have a lot of talent, but it's going to be different this year. So we're really excited.
When we talk about offensive linemen, you hear from the fans, you know, most of the time you don't really go noticed until you do something wrong per se. From a mental standpoint, you know, everybody talks about being mentally tough to play the sport of college football as well. How do you prepare yourself? Because it's not just one person doing their job. It's five individuals working together to execute.
Practice every day. I mean, the only thing you can do is practice, and you get better every day through that. And you can't just sit around and watch film all the time. You got to go out there and do it and go through the rough and practice, and that's where you kind of learn everything.
What about practicing, you know, for being able to represent Ole Miss here at SEC Media Days? They'll always need these skills and these abilities and experiences. How did you prepare for this?
You know, I've been preparing my whole 5 years here. I mean, we've been doing interviews after practice every day. Yeah, we have a great team behind us, supporting us. So they prepared us up to this, and you know, it's an honor to be here representing Ole Miss, and can't wait for the day.
What's it like playing for Matt Luke?
Awesome. I played with him. He's my offensive line coach for 2 years, and then I knew he was the guy once they picked him, and I was really happy. So he pushes us to different limits.